Bob in London, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Well, Uber said no cameras. City Council agreed with them, and now it looks like Uber's there to stay. Your thoughts on the matter?
Well, I listened to your interview with Roger Kuransky. I last spoke to Roger on the air about this, maybe about a year and a half ago, and I have to tell you the conversation hasn't moved one inch forward.
He's an advocate for the taxi association.
Absolutely, and he's looking for a monopoly, which shouldn't be tolerable in our society. The cab companies have been running on crony politics ever since they were established. And I can speak from personal experience when through Freedom Party and the Middlesex Taxpayers Coalition and Steve Orser and Barry Wells, we got together to fight that taxi monopoly back in the 1980s, and there was no way to do it. You know, taxi drivers have to pay extortion fees to people who hold licenses, private people. My dentist had one of these licenses.
A medallion?
Yeah, and he got 700 and something bucks a month for holding that thing. I'm thinking, well, where are we living in serfdom and slavery? That somebody has to ask permission and pay that amount of money a month? And yet, the cabbies want to keep themselves in this condition because they think they're getting ahead of the game by you know, restricting themselves to the point where they can't act as long as they're protected from competition. And this idea that Roger Kuransky says, well, consumer safety is our number one concern, that's pure BS. And you know what competitor in their right mind would want their competition to bring their standards up so they can compete better with them? What he should be doing is advertising. If cabs are so much better, tell people and explain the difference. But they're not doing that, are they?
The other thing is, the cab companies, they always point out, look at this Uber driver who's charged with this. How many cab drivers have been charged with heinous and awful things over the years? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, just because an Uber driver gets charged, which is not great, cab drivers have been charged with everything against their customers over the years.
And I've driven cabs, or driven in cabs, that are totally so not roadworthy. It's one of the main reasons I don't get in them.
Bob, have a great day.
You take care.